Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome, everyone, to the SI Media Podcast. I am your host, Jimmy Trana. Thanks for listening. Hope you're staying in. Let's continue to do that so we can get out of this mess. Stay in. Stay safe. That's what we need you to do. This podcast here is hopefully something you can listen to get a 40-minute break from what's going on in the real world. We have Bob Lee, former ESPN legend. Well, he's still a legend, but no longer working at ESPN. He's retired. Bob Lee is on the pod today. A couple of quick notes. This is important. So, and I'm very happy about this. It's hard to be happy about anything these days, but some good news here in terms of the podcast world. So we had a problem with Apple the last few weeks where it wasn't downloading and adding the pod to the rotation for people who listen on Apple, some people. That is fixed. So now all pods are fine. They're all there. Last week, Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football was on the SI Media Podcast. He was outstanding. It was a one-hour conversation, not an interview, lighthearted, fun. If you want like the ultimate distraction, it's a great one-hour chat with Kyle from Good Morning Football. He's great. If you missed that last week, check that out. 2 weeks ago, James Andrew Miller was on. We talked about the Curb Your Enthusiasm season and finale. John Oran from Sports Business Journal was on a few weeks ago. So all of those, if you missed them, if they weren't going to your phone, they are there now for your listening pleasure. So highly recommend, if you didn't listen last week, to Kyle Brandt, to check that out. And everything's a go now. So if you can subscribe, rate, and review, I'd appreciate it. As it's business as usual here, taping from my home, which is so bizarre. So everyone hang in there. Everyone stay safe. Stay in your house, please. Especially if you're in New York, a couple more weeks, stay in. We get through this. And, hopefully we come out of this and can move forward. All right. We get into a little bit of that with Bob Lee and talk about his career at ESPN. And really appreciated Bob's honesty in this interview. Hopefully you enjoy it. Let me know. Hit me up on Twitter. Love any feedback. And if you have any suggestions for guests, feel free. All right, here we go. ESPN legend Bob Lee on the SI Media Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
All right, joining me now, ESPN legend, who is now in retirement and a voice I think we would all love to hear from right about now, Bob Lee. Bob, how are you?
Jimmy, you know, we're fine. We're doing as well as anybody can do and trying to, you know, work outwards in a, what I call concentric circles, help yourself and you help other people, help your family, help your extended family and help your community and stay home, stay safe. I mean, I think as Governor Cuomo said it this morning, you know, I'm putting my life in your hands and vice versa. And, we, you know, we all got to, I hope we can all pull together.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. For me personally, I feel like, one of the things that has added to the depression of what is going on, it does seem like even through this, we're not pulling together. But
well,
that's a little depressing, I guess.
If you're pissed off, now you got to put the E on this for explicit. If you're pissed off about the political situation, decisions made or unmade about this side or that side, don't spend that energy being angry now. Spend it in November. It's called Election Day. You can express your approval, disapproval then and channel that energy into understanding wherever you live. You know, science matters. And, you know, I know it's, let me harken back to a Radio Free Cuomo who, you know, every day at 11, that's my required viewing. Yesterday was putting up pictures of people in New York City who in good weather just weren't getting it. Folks, what else do you need to have happen around you?
I can't wrap my brain around the fact that as insane as this is, what's going on, the solution can't be more simple. Stay home and this will get better. And people just can't do that. It's really shocking to me. Maybe I give people too much credit.
Well, you know, we're not in the Northeast currently. We're kind of trapped away from our primary residence. We're blessed to have another residence, and we're far from the kids and the grandkids, and we're in an area of the country, Florida Keys, that is about a month behind the Northeast in confronting this. Maybe, right. You know, but, you know, there is a natural complacency, and still until you see the case numbers approach the maximum load of your health care, and, you know, you can't argue with data, hard numbers and science.
Well, yeah. And I don't want to get into a whole political Donald Trump thing, and I don't want to put you in that position, and it's not fair to you to do that. But given your journalistic background, given your integrity, given what you've done on the air for 40 years, I'd love to have this conversation, even if it's briefly. If you don't want to, we don't have to. But for me personally, what I've said is, the long-lasting damage that Donald Trump is going to do, in my opinion, forget everything else, but what I don't know if we can recover from is the fact that he's convinced so many people that what they see with their own eyes and hear with their own ears is not true. I don't know how we recover from that. Do you want to address that, or would you like me to move on?
Well, look, all right, I'm jumping in with 2 feet because I'm retired. You're talking to a Reagan Republican who has never in his life voted for a Democrat for president, and I didn't vote for this Republican in whatever name he was. And I just can't believe the criminal negligence we're seeing. But, you know, and now that I've pissed off, you know, half your audience, fine, you know right. Where to find me. But you can't, you know, we have to be focused on what's on the other side of this as a society. And I think you've touched on something. I mean, I talk to my friends about what are we going to leave our kids? And I'm not talking materially for those of us that are blessed to have resources and assets. I'm talking about institutionally in our society on the other side of this. I mean, I see this plan brewing to bring back Major League Baseball, bring all the teams out to Phoenix and have them play. And, you know, I read the particulars of this, and I understand well on both levels, business, because you can't let the economy just wither and die, and also the value of having the salve for the national malaise, if you will, if you could provide this. But you just look at it and you say, this is arcane. It's guys, what are you thinking about? You know, you're, and if you're a Major League Baseball player, you're going to buy in and leave your family and go to Arizona and sit 6 feet apart, but not in dugouts and play with, you know, it's well-intentioned, but on the other side of this, what do we have? You know, what have we learned about the distribution of healthcare in this country as you look at the, you know, the way this disease is hitting various groups? What have we learned about the capacity for, you know, are we living under the Articles of Confederation, where the states, you know, can stop you at the border and print their own script? I mean, it's, those are the things that concern me. I mean, I'm very involved with my alma mater, and I'm thinking in terms of, you know, how do we make sure that we bring in the kind of class we want to in the fall and 3 and 4 years down the line? Is our mission statement still applicable if this economy comes back, but doesn't come back equitably for everybody who was, you know, even if it was a gig economy, you had a lot of gigs. Yeah. So into that, when you ask, is the NFL going to play this year? I'm not going to spend 5 minutes thinking about that. I mean, if it does, great. For the obvious reasons. Look, you're talking to a guy who, a couple of nights ago, I love climbing into YouTube wormholes.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell into one first, Rodney Dangerfield on Carson. And that's, you know, that's just a guilty pleasure with Dr. Yeah. Benny Bumbatz. But then, you know, your side menu comes up. And I say, shoot, I want to watch 30 minutes of Met stuff. And I started watching it. And I got a little emotional. Because, you know, my daughter and I were going to, and she lives in D.C., we were going to go to watch the Mets and the Nats on opening day. We had plans for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I get it. And I embrace it. But I, on the other side of this, I think the gap between where, you know, sports importance in society and the real important stuff in society, which is, you know, you've always had that more than a sliver of daylight, it's going to be a chasm. Doesn't mean we're not going to have games, but it just means, like, folks understand what, you know, this is life or death happening right now. And, you know, if you're in an area where it's not that dire or not that dire yet, circle back in 3 weeks and talk to me.
Yeah, I, the sports angle of it is fascinating. Just to put a bow on that little topic, I mean, that's sort of what it is to me. If you're a sports fan who wants the NFL back on this date, wants the NFL back with no fans in the stands, you know, everyone can have their own theory on that. What I get concerned is, you know, the people who say this is just the flu, this is a hoax by, I don't know, whoever, this is... you know, the swine flu was worse, the bird flu, like, just look, just.
I think a lot of that, though, at this point, and the one thing I try to do is ration how much COVID media I ingest in a day.
Same here.
Yeah. And when I start to OD, my lovely wife knows, and she steps in and says, that's it. We're not, you know, enough. And don't even, you know, sneak off and listen to it or watch it on your phone. But even at that, I think it's fairly well disabused that I think people understand that this is serious stuff. I, you know, I, I get that. It's a question of whether people understand, you know, think that, well, it's not, it's miles from me, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
No. But, you know, so I applaud baseball aggressively looking at this. But, you know, I'm very curious to see how the NFL conducts its draft. And I understand why they want to have the draft. And I guess they'll take all prudent precautions. And shoot, it's for, you know, for a night or two or three, or they should string it out as long as they can. And Lord knows it might be more profitable in an otherwise desolate financial situation. It will be a diversion, but it's only a diversion because if the biggest thing on your menu at the end of the day really is your rotisserie team or who the Giants took or the Bills are on the clock and not keeping your family safe, then I think you need to hit the reset button on your priorities.
Yeah. One thing I've discovered in this, which I probably shouldn't admit considering I make my living from sports, is how much people rely on sports in their lives. For me personally, I can't get worked up about when this league's coming back, when that league's, I mean, I think it's maybe because I'm in New York and, you know, I'm here in Nassau County and, you know, the last couple of days they're talking about how, you know, this has become such a hot spot. Numbers have gone up and, you know, I'm sorry, you know, diehard Yankee fan here, but if they come back in June, July, August, September, it's not really, at this point, it's not going to affect my life that much. But that's just me.
I mean, I was reading the Hartford Current this morning. We live in Connecticut when, you know, we're not at our warm weather getaway. And, you know, and I know that's probably pissed off a few people. Look at the, you know, it gets to run, you know, hey, I'd rather be back with the grandkids. But they're talking about 5,500 fatalities in the state of Connecticut. State of Connecticut is a tiny little community of about 165 municipalities. I mean, when the unimaginable horror of Newtown occurred back in 2012, that struck everybody with a hammer blow because nobody's more than an hour from there, and everybody knows somebody who knows somebody. The degree of separation in our state is very small. 5,500 deaths. On one modeling, you know, and so, yeah, you're right. And so I get why baseball wants to do what they do. And I get they have to be off the shelf plans to get all of these leagues back. And they have to consider the tough questions of how long do you pay athletes and what are they approaching the unions about this, that, the other thing. I mean, you know, what I'm about to say is beyond mundane. In fact, it's an 8-column headline in the world of sports business, but I mean, NFL television negotiation are right around the corner on the horizon.
Right, right.
All of these companies, potential or existing partners, are grievously wounded. We all know who they are, including the place that used to employ me. Look at the stock price of Disney, where it was 2 months ago, where it is today. You know, how do these corporations formulate bids for the single most important property in their sphere where they can't even tell you what their business plan beyond the end of June is.
I mean, that is a
furloughs coming. I mean, how do you do that? I mean, ask for a short-term whatever. The NFL, you know, will reveal itself, I think, to see, you know, we all know they're the best business people in sports. And so, you know, how do they play this?
Yeah. I'm also going to be curious to see on the heels of that. I think if you are a human being who has a pulse, you are beyond blown away on a minute by minute basis of what doctors, nurses, firefighters, cops, all these people who are keeping it going, restaurant workers, and, you know, sports is so much about money. You know, the NFL is going to get billions from these networks. You're going to, you know, contracts in the middle of this. Tom Brady's getting $30 million. I wonder if – I think maybe it's a prison of the moment type of thing. But I'm not sure sports fans are going to want to hear about how much money everyone's making in the world of sports if we get to the other side of this.
Well, there's a beautiful piece, well written, in the Sunday Times, and I think the headline on it was "The Celebrity Culture is on Fire." And it talked about how just on Twitter or Instagram, you know, Twitter and Facebook skews old and ancient like me now. Who knew? Years ago it was cutting edge. Yes. But with celebrities and some of them athletes putting up inspirational messages or just high hellos or whatever. And according to the article, when Alex Rodriguez and J-Lo put up pictures of they and her kids in the backyard of A-Rod's Miami compound, it was not a generous reaction on Twitter. Now, Twitter is evocative of nothing except or indicative of nothing except the fact that there's a lot of internet available. You know, everybody can get on there and say stuff.
Right.
But, you know, yes, I think there's a pushback. But, you know, I think we all have a filter as sports fans and sports journalists to, you know, understanding that at one level, the business has to go on. And I don't think we've really seen any irresponsible behavior. It's just that the normal outreach by athletes, you really got to think long and hard about the tone and tenor of any public statement you want to make now.
Right, right. I'm curious when something. I'll say one last thing on sort of the sports coming back. You know, we're so focused on when, and I get that because I think people need a date. People needed light at the end of the tunnel. I get it. And there's so much focus on this MLB plan, which has already been shot down by MLB today. Thank God. I mean, asking
for it was half-assed from the drop. But you know what? It just shows you have to have a plan. And you know, I go back to the whiteboard, work on it.
Right. So everyone's focused on the, you know, getting sports back, getting some dates. Obviously, that all makes sense. But I think one of the aspects that's not being talked about enough is, even when we get to the point where sports is back and we get to the point where people can be in stadiums, I know from speaking, now listen, I'm a little, you know, I have, my friends all have kids. I think that's a factor in this, but I have friends who, I mean, their hobby in the fall and winter every year since we've been in college is they go to NFL and college football stadiums, and they, and this is multiple people, and they've said, I'm not going to any games in 2020. I'm, you know, listen, I think if an Alabama football game is played in September, they'll have every single seat filled? Yes. But there are going to be parts of the country, I think, where these teams are going to be in for a rude awakening by how many empty seats there are with people who are just afraid to go to the game. And the money is also a factor in that as well. After, you know, you have 6.6 million people in unemployment, you have to go to a ball game and spend $10 for a Poland Spring and $30 to park. It's going to be a problem.
Well, it's good. It's a lot more than 6.6 million. I mean, the unemployment, right. The GDP may be down 30% in this quarter. And it's also, you might be, if you're going to hold even an SEC football game, which is, of course, you know, it's fervent religion. And here living in the deep South is culturally, you know, part of the year. I'll tell you that for a personal fact. But if the mandate is you can only occupy every third seat, at a certain point, it's like, why bother? You know, mm-hmm. It's that communal getting together. I'm with you because, I mean, again, not to turn this into a COVID clinic, but I mean, there's talk of the resurgence. I mean, right. and as I think, again, Cuomo, who's providing the most effective, I think, fact-based reporting on managing something at the red line, as he talks about, you know, Hong Kong took their foot off the gas. China did, too. And you've got that resurgence. So, I mean, the fact that things are plateauing and the curves are being lowered doesn't mean, you know, come the fall, it's not going to be, I wouldn't, in a heartbeat. March, as this exploded, I picked that time to go on Medicare. So I'd like to thank you for paying for my health care. But also, you know, we've got to be cognizant of going out. And I've got an 88-year-old father who's in New Jersey.
Yep.
And that's like having an 0-2 count stepping in against Tom Seaver. And so, yeah. You know, all five of us siblings are focused like a laser every day on just making sure everything's good there. And that's what matters.
Does something like this make you want to, I don't want to say make you want to come back to ESPN, but does something like this make you wish you sort of were still working, still had a voice, still had a platform every day? Or are you happy you don't have to be part of the coverage with this?
Well, you know, there was, when this thing first broke, it was a lot was occurring and being reported and resonating through society through the lens of sports. I mean, Adam Silver with his decision, you know, the Gobert incident, et cetera. There was that, you know, mid-March week where, you know, that really, I think, illustrated, and along with the Tom Hanks diagnosis in Australia with his wife, Rita Wilson, really woke up America. But it became quickly evident within 7 to 10 days of that, that this was anything but a sports story. Having said that, now I got a little itchy at one point. You know what, though? It's not a sports story. And there are, I can't imagine trying to work. Well, first off, I mean, you talked about the, you know, the first responders and the medical people. It's just, you know, I can't believe it. There's a local doctor down here that puts a Facebook post up every day that'll just break your heart. Mm-hmm. He speaks with knowledge and empathy about all of this. But I can't imagine trying to do, you know, a 70-hour a week job, which is, as you well know, when you're in the media, that's, you know, it's not 40 hours, especially in a situation like that, along with making sure not only you and your immediate family, but your extended family is doing well. I mean, it's a lot to, so no, but I, you know, I've taken the opportunity to, you know, talk to folks like you and start talking the other day with Adam Schefter and whatnot, and I'm working and teaching a college class here or there and doing this or that. So, because this is not, this is a social and political story and a medical story, and lastly, a sports story. I mean, sports will reemerge as the cutting edge, as the tip of the spear on this story, when there is a reopening, and we will all, I think, take heart from it, and it will be exceptionally emotional. Mm. But until that point, I mean, there are sports stories. There are people, you know, quote unquote, cheated out of their seasons and whatnot. And I think SportsCenter has done a great job. I mean, look, my very good friends and former colleagues at ESPN have an impossible task. It is simply impossible what they're doing. And they're doing it well. And under the strictures of only so many people, you know, actually physically coming into the building, I still shudder when I see anybody on camera in that building for all the right, you know, reasons, because there are more people behind the scenes making that happen. But there, you know, Burke Magnus, just the VP of programming, just did an interview on the public relations page, talking about their, you know, how they're programming the network. It's incredible what they're doing, constructing things, inventing them out of whole cloth. It's 41 years later after we signed the place on in 79. It is the clearest and latest delineation of the DNA that distinguishes ESPN. Yeah, under the most trying conditions. I mean, you know, we invented it as we went along in 79, but it was one network. And we weren't even on the air weekdays for, you know, more than 8 or 9 hours a night. But there, that's instilled in that place. And while most of us who've moved on who were there then, I mean, we can recognize that same attitude is extant now. And they're doing the impossible on a daily basis, and they're doing it damn well. I'm proud of them.
Yeah, it's not an easy time at all to be doing. And, you know, it's not one network. They have multiple channels. I'm just curious, what is, I know you're retired, but do you have any sort of agreement deal with ESPN where if you want to do something, you can do something? If they ask you do something, can you go on another network if they wanted you? What's sort of your status with all that?
I have a great relationship with the folks who run the joint, Jimmy Pitaro, Connor Schell, an open invitation, and I also have the ability to do whatever else I'd like to do. So they treated, look, I took that leave of absence, a sabbatical, and they were mensham about it. That's the plural of mensch, I do believe. You're in New York. You should be.
I know the
they
word.
Didn't teach me that. They didn't teach me that conjugation at Seton Hall. But they were great about it and remain great, and my hat's off. And there's a whole colony of recent retirees from my era down here in Florida. And we talk and text on a regular basis. And, you know, we talk to people who, you know, who are still our friends in the belly of the beast. And, but as far as, you know, that I don't need to be that guy, you know, they're doing a great job. If somebody needs something, they know how to reach me.
Yeah. Well, would it, I mean, ESPN famously, you know, want to stay out of the political realm, and I understand why.
That's tough to do now, man.
That was my question. If you were on the air today,
you couldn't. And that's one of the things. But I told you about 10 minutes ago, it's describing my political inclinations and views on this. I couldn't. It wouldn't be responsible for me, and it would be unfair for me to do that if I were still working. And you know, I have that freedom now. You know, I have the ability to tell you that when they were talking about lifting the roadblock and barricade at the top of US 1 in Key Largo to let anybody drive down into the Keys from anywhere in Florida, I was writing my county officials and city officials and state officials, and I was hardly alone, saying no, and talking about it on Facebook. But you don't, that was one of the things, of course, we learned in 2017 and 2018. You know, that when you have that megaphone and that platform of ESPN, with it comes a responsibility. Now, honest people are going to, differ about where's the line and how close to it do you get and how much chalk can you get on your feet, on your toes. But it wouldn't be right to get into that if you were working there. Now, and frankly, at this point, though, I think ESPN needs to be more than ever that sanctuary, even though I know the people involved in the process and in the production, and I see my friends on the air still and producing, and I talk to some of them, and they all have specific and deep-seated beliefs. I mean, one of my very good friends sent me a picture yesterday from the middle of Madison Avenue at 4 p.m., and there was not a bloody person, much less a vehicle, in sight on the Upper East Side. Yeah. And that's, and I said, how are the kids? And, it's tough, cabin fever, and not just cabin fever. If you live in Manhattan, the precautions you have to make and take are extraordinary. And you can't convey that in the course of being on the air. If you are the sports network and you're trying to stand up something that's brand new and is performing a public service, I mean, if you can sit and watch, I'll confess to this. Look, I was never a fan of pro wrestling, but I zapped across SportsCenter the other night.
They're going all in on that now because it's the only thing going.
And they had the top 10 all-time moments in world wrestling. I think they adroitly avoided any mentions of Donald Trump when he was involved with McMahon, which I thought was quite the accomplishment. But yeah, it was diversionary. And B, I texted somebody about it. I said, this is brilliant. I said, well, it leads me to ask the question, what were the ideas that were left on the whiteboard?
They have ramped up their Sunday programming with old WrestleManias.
Yeah. You know, part of me I've got a lot of people. About 2-3 weeks ago, I did a streaming thing. It was the 7th anniversary of the Snow Classico World Cup qualifying match between the U.S. and Costa Rica, played in that blizzard out in Denver back in 2013. It's epic, at least in the soccer community. And U.S. Soccer, told me that we're gonna stream this. I said, well, hell with that. Let's get the band back together and do a pregame. So on Zoom, my first time using Zoom, me and Taylor Twelman and Alexi Lalas, and we haven't worked together as a group in 5 years. So that was joy enough, and we did that, and that was fun, putting that back together, which led to a lot of people saying, well, gee, why don't you show the World Cups from 2010 and 2014? And it's not that easy. I mean, there are all sorts of rights issues involved, especially with FIFA. And as you well know, Jimmy, FIFA has a very humane and humanistic outlook, and they're consumed with concern for the man. Oh, by the way, did you hear about the federal indictments that screwed us out of 2 World Cups?
It's funny. I wrote an article. You mentioned the games from 2010, 2015. I wrote an article recently for SI.com, and I guess it is a rights issue, unfortunately, at the end of the day. But and this is not a complaint. I wanted to be clear about that, because I think anyone who's complaining about anything right now should check themselves. But this was a suggestion, not a complaint. I'd love to see more games, whatever sport it is, from the 80s, maybe even you want to go early 90s, okay. But I feel like the networks are showing a lot of recent stuff, and I'm sure it's a rights issue. If this was a dream world scenario, no restrictions, no rights issues, and you can have ESPN put one game on tonight at 8 p.m., any sport, any game, what would you pick?
Mets Braves 2001. Right.
The first
game back after 9/11, leading to Piazza's home run.
I believe ESPN or MLB Network showed that last week, I believe.
Well, on the 10th, and I hesitate to say anniversary, but your remembrance of that, I went down to City Field to do a host of special several segments on baseball tonight. But with me were Bobby Valentine. Mm-hmm. And he was, you know, say what you will about Bobby Valentine, but he was a mensch. Second usage of that word here. in the parking lot at it was Shea then, distributing stuff in the wake of that. And Mike was there, Mike Piazza. Mm-hmm. And we conducted an interview. We showed a piece that was produced around the fireman's family who he had met before the game and later gave a jersey after that game. But just, they had the bagpipers out that night. And I'm getting emotional talking about it. And Mike was in tears and was apologizing. I said, Mike, you got nothing to apologize for.
Yeah.
I'd show that game.
Yeah.
Because that would show resilience.
I was at that game and it was, you know, it was weird. I felt I had to go to that game for myself, for my own mental well-being as someone who works in Manhattan. And, you know, you wanted to get into a public crowd like that. And you never would have expected, you know, obviously what happened that night with the Piazza home run. But
I talked to Chipper Jones about that game. Mm-hmm. He came in a couple of years ago before he's in the Hall of Fame, but he just published an autobiography. And I had never met him before. I told him on the air, I said live, I said, listen, I got to tell you up front, full disclosure, I have been a Mets fan since the 60s, and you have torn my heart out with a regularity that borders beyond cruel. I said, but I tip my hat because you're one hell of a player. And then we got on to talking about 9/11, and he was in the obviously playing the outfield, and he told me that night, and he still has them, he picked up several of the spent cartridges from the 21-gun salute.
Mm.
I mean,
yeah,
you know, that's what it meant to those players to be there tonight. So, which, you know, this last 3 minutes shows, you know, proves the point where sports will matter once again and will matter deeply, but you know, you wouldn't have thought of going to that game in 2001 if there was a chance you could have caught a life-threatening illness.
Right. I just remembered when you said that too. Liza Minnelli sang the – did she sing the national anthem? No. Or did she come out and do New York?
At the seventh-inning stretch.
Right. That's
great
what it was.
Great stuff.
I remember that now. I'm going to tell you – so, you know, Bob Lee, of course, gives you this great answer and this emotional – I'm going to tell you what my number one thing that I wanted to watch is, and you'll see what a buffoon I am. I would love to see, and I'm curious if you were on the air during this. I want to see the Knicks Bulls game unedited.
Oh, yes.
Unedited with the OJ chase. Because I think about in this day and age with Twitter, if they're watching an NBA Finals game and it gets cut away from for Bob Costas to then, you know, break down the chase and all that, the anarchy that would, it was anarchy back then, but yeah, obviously. Were you,
I'll tell you where I was during that.
Well, let me ask you this first. If they aired that, would you watch it?
Oh, hell yes.
Okay.
In a heartbeat. Because you know what happened all in that same day? There was the opening day of the World Cup in Chicago, opening match. It was Arnold Palmer's last round at the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
There was something else. And then there was the O.J. chase. And I'm in the Meadowlands Hilton, or was it the Sheraton across from Giant Stadium? And I'm going to be doing play-by-play the next day on Italy-Ireland, the first World Cup match at Giant Stadium in 1994. And how many emotions were swirling around Italy and Ireland and Northern Jersey. Good God, it's impossible to describe the anticipation of that event. And I'm studying up, and I'm a nervous wreck because a lot of people are going to be watching this game, and I'm doing my homework. And I got the TV on in my hotel room. And I just can't believe what the hell I'm seeing. it was insane. And then, of course, I think I was watching when the Howard Stern listener got through.
Yes, Al Michaels had to save Peter Jennings with the lest anyone think.
Baba Booey. I'd watch that in a heartbeat too. And, you know, and you talk about old stuff. One of the top five follows on Twitter, aside from the tweet of God, is 70 Super Sports. You're familiar with that, right?
Yes.
You know, right? Ricky Cobb. And, you know, that stuff just, for those of us of a certain age and those of us who are younger and would like to, you know, ask your dad or your friends about that time, it's just great to just say, you know, we're not going to tell you, get off our lawn, you know, it was better then. But, like, man, there was some pretty nifty stuff going down then.
I love taking in all of the, I should say, quickly, there is a great 30 for 30 on that date. It's not just about the OJ. I mean, obviously ESPN, I think the 30 for 30 they did on the OJ trial is might be the greatest thing they've ever done. But there is another 30 for 30 just on that date of the chase that you should absolutely watch with all this downtime. What I love about the reason why I say the 80s is there was a couple, 2 weekends ago, I think on MLB Network, they showed 86 MLB playoffs with the Mets and Astros. Keith Jackson on play-by-play. McCarver was the analyst. And it's just fascinating to watch the games back then with no scroll, no score box, no advertisements on the outfield wall, and people in the stands watching the game and not being on cell phones.
And also, as people pointed out about 15 years ago when the Classic Network was airing a lot of the size of the ball players. You know, stick figures. Yes, okay, before more nutrition and before more body training, but also before chemicals entered the game in the late 90s.
What was in the Mark McGwire locker?
Andrew Steendione.
Yes.
And, you know, which is now regulated, but at the time was legal.
Right. Couple of quick things just before we wrap up on you. I feel like, you know, everyone knows you started ESPN right when it started, 3 days into it. You were there 40 years and everyone knows your resume and Emmys and all that. A couple of lighthearted, fun things just as we wrap it. Do you have a favorite ESPN blooper, whether you were part of it or someone else? I mean, we all know Steve Levy, bulging dick, and we know Charlie Steiner when he lost it with Carl Lewis. But you're sort of the authority on ESPN. You have a favorite, all-time favorite blooper?
Well, making Charlie Steiner laugh was about as tough as having the sun come up in the morning. But so I got to give you two quick stories. The Mitch Blood Green story, when Mitch Blood Green, you know, was jumping off, you know, was creating a mess up uptown one night. And we knew it was the first story coming out of the break in the C's, you know, our third block. And we're seated, you know, on this particular sports center set, you're shoulder to shoulder. It's like flying in a Cessna 150. And Charlie already had established a pretty good track record of just not being able to hold it together. And so he has it. It's a boxing story. You know, and he's probably got his traditional 49-second on-camera lead we used to give him shit about all the time. And so he turns to me with about 20 seconds left in the commercial break. He says, "Whatever you do, don't look at me. I don't want to lose." I said, "Dude, don't worry about it. Just do the story. It's funny enough on its face." 5, 4, 3, 2, and on a count of two, in knowing I'm seen in his peripheral vision, but out of view of all America, I just pivot 90 degrees in my chair, and I'm staring right into his earlobe, and he knows it, and I'm staring at him. He didn't last 5 seconds. The other story, not nearly as funny, but I mean, I used to suffer from a lot of hay fever, and so I would have to take all sorts of stuff to get through the show, and it's 11 o'clock at night, and Dan Patrick and I are doing the show. And it's late at night, and some nights you're fatigued, and other nights you're ready for it, and you take cold medicine or hay fever medicine on top of that, and you can be a mess. "Good evening and welcome to SportsCenter," I said, "along with Bob Lee, I'm Dan Patrick." Wait a minute. That's not right.
It's amazing. I mean, that is something that, to me, if you check it out, that has happened to so many broadcasters. I guess it's
I told you he'd read anything on the prompter.
There's a great one of I'm an old school Yankee fan, so there's a great one of Phil Rizzuto saying that he's Bill White, which is pretty great. And the last thing I got to ask you, I'm sort of asking this of everyone who comes on the pod these days, unfortunately, but what are you, do you have any recommendations out there for people who are thirsty for things to watch, whether it's old, new movie shows, in addition to listening to this podcast, they have so much time. What else should they be? Is there anything you've watched that you were like, did you watch Tiger King?
Oh, geez. What do you relish when you tell stories for a living? Good characters.
Yeah.
Tiger King, in the first 30 seconds, revealed about four of them. And I turned to my wife. I said, "Barb, we're in on this. There are 7 episodes. I'm in," because everybody had been talking about it. Obviously, Tiger King, Better Call Saul, which means you have to have watched Breaking Bad ahead of time.
Right.
Bosch. And if you've read the Michael Connelly novels, it's good. But Titus Williver does with Bosch is tremendous. The Acorn Channel, which you can get through Amazon, has a lot of great British shows like Call of Duty and several others. So yeah. And of course, some of those, when you get to the Scottish shows, you've got to put on the closed captioning, lad. You come under a thing to say.
It's so funny you said that. I restarted The Sopranos and I had to put the closed captioning on it because sometimes they talk so fast.
Oh, no. I grew up three blocks from where the last scene was shot.
Listen, my whole family's Italian. They're from Sicily, but it's my hearing and my eyes and my A. I'm just like, you know what it is too? That is a show. It's like Breaking Bad. But you need every word. You cannot miss a word if you're going to follow what's going on. So you got to be diligent.
I'm proud to note there are about five references in the eight seasons of The Sopranos to Seton Hall. As Tony says, I did a semester and a half at Seton Hall. And of course, if you've not watched The Wire, now's the time to watch it. And David Simon had a great tweet about a week ago. He says, "Mother bleepers, now you want to watch the series about dysfunctional governmental institutions that ignore problems staring them in the face." But you know, The Wire, even though it's going on 20 years, is that right? Close to 20 years, I think.
I know The Sopranos just had 20 years last year.
Well, so maybe it's 15. The Wire is just so good. I've watched it three or four times just because it's like reopening. And that's a good wine. I think I'll have another bottle.
Yeah. That's how I feel about The Sopranos. All right. Well,
you know, by the way, there's something called, dare I say, Jimmy, books.
Oh, let's not get crazy on it.
If you've not read any James Lee Burke, you've got like 15 novels to start working on.
And I'm sure I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say you're a big Springsteen guy, correct?
Yeah.
Every sportscaster.
Yeah, I'm really closer to the Asbury Jukes, Asbury Jukes, because a buddy of mine happens to be their musical director. We stay in touch all the time and go to the shows. But with Bruce, you know, he's the poet laureate of the masses, but, you know, he's also Bruce Inc.
Right. Well, I don't know if you saw it today. He announced he's going to be doing a virtual concert. I don't know what day it is, but
from his home.
Yes.
Well, that's great. You know, Melissa Etheridge has been doing that every day for almost 3 weeks now.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
I don't know if she's still doing it, but every day I get a notification. We watched a couple of them, and she just sits there in her sunroom and in LA and does three or four songs for 20 minutes or so, and it's great. A lot of artists have done that, and you know, I do a thing every Thursday night with the Nantucket Comedy Festival that I've done a lot of work with, and you know, it's. One of the things you talk about, what's going to change on the other side of this, all the green eye shades, Jimmy, at all the networks and all the corporations and all the super corporations are going to say, what were our production costs during the pandemic? You know, I can remember, and they mean the best, and they have the professional standards that are unparalleled. But the only way I can get this guest today on OTL, guys, is Skype or through FaceTime. Oh, no, the quality's not good enough. Well, screw that. That's no longer, you know, and we're all looking over the shoulder, seeing what, you know, what Chris Cuomo's got in the basement or this, that, and the other thing. That's the future. You're not going to have five cameras in a studio necessarily most of the time. And the expectation is just give me somebody saying something important. You don't have to spend hours and dozens of producers behind the scenes prettying it up. I'm not saying that's right.
Yeah. I know.
That's the reality, and that's reality is probably going to largely carry forward to some degree.
It's a scary thought. You're correct, and I should correct something here. Good thing I can Google while we do this. Variety has updated their report. It says, contrary to a prior report, Bruce Springsteen will not be performing on E Street Radio Wednesday. He will be guest DJing.
I've done that twice. So I got something in common with Bruce besides, you know, throwing quarters into the tolls on the Gordon State Parkway.
I feel bad about the fake news. So I want to clear that up as soon as humanly possible.
You're a disgrace.
I know. Sticking to those crazy facts. Who would have thought it?
In
this day and age.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. And stay safe. Thank you for coming on. And I enjoyed this. And we'll get you on again maybe maybe when we have some sports.
Yeah, on the other side of this, let's reconnect and see how wrong I was. I'd love to be wrong about a lot of stuff. I really would. Take responsibility for yourselves, and you help your family, you help other people, and help yourself, you help other people, because we all have each other's lives in our hands.
Well said. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
Take care, Jimmy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
All right, that wraps up this edition of the SI Media Podcast. Really love talking to Bob Lee for the first time on the podcast. Enjoyed it. If you didn't listen last week, Kyle Brandt, Good Morning Football, for a 1 hour conversation. You guys will, if you need a laugh or two, Kyle is so funny. So check that out. And if you can subscribe, if this is your first time listening, or if you're not a subscriber, if you hit that subscribe button, helps me a lot. Appreciate it. And we'll see you next week right here on the SI Media Podcast. Take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.